Welcome back, everybody. How fitting is this music? A little break in ice this morning. Vogelbacher.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back. Under the ice. Gotta love that.
Ooh, they've got Festus on TV right now.
Yeah, we're ice. Good. I know we're going to do some news with you, and Maddie's going to play your news thing. Right now, I'm going to have to get going. Jan's going to head back. I got to take Peanuts. She's got to go poop. And I'm going to head you guys' way. So I'm going to let you do the news, Vogelbacher. Is that good?
Cool.
Did you welcome everybody back to the campfire?
Yes, welcome back to the campfire. Pull up, throw an extra log on, because we're live mobile on demand from Midwest Outdoors Bunker.
Cold as ice, baby.
Cold as ice. Woohoo!
Do some news, Vogelbacher.
Yes.
It's now time for the Vogelbacher News. We have news for you. Brought to you by Depends for Men, the confidence to be you. Life Alert, help, I've fallen and I can't get up. Hurricane, number one selling cane in America.
Jericho,
you're a partner for a healthier life. And Acorn Stair Lifts, don't fall on the steps, take Acorn Stair Lifts. So here he is, KFNS 590, newsman. Here's the Vogelbacher. He has news for you.
Here you go. Edited copy. That's the headline right there. Missouri Department of Conservation reports three new cases of chronic waste disease from mandatory sampling. Result from 19,200-plus deer tested show a total of five cases of chronic wasting. Sampling of deer harvested on November 12th and 13th in 29 counties in northeast, central, east central Missouri, and around where the disease has been found.
Shut up, boo!
Missouri Department of Conservation has confirmed five deer are tested positive for the deadly disease, including an adult buck harvested in southeast Adair County, an adult buck harvested in northwest Macon County, an adult buck harvested in southwest Franklin County. The five positive cases bring to a total of chronic waste detected in the free-ranging deer in Missouri to a total of 38, with 10 found in Adair, one in Cole, three in Franklin, one in Jefferson, one in Lynn, and 22 in Macon County. Given the large number of deer tested, a small number of cases detected, chronic waste appears to remain relatively rare in the state. Does that sound rare or well done? No? Something like that. A Missouri Department of Conservation to host Eagle Days in Clarksville, Missouri, January 28th and 29th. Every winter, Missouri welcomes record numbers of bald eagles and boasts some of the most plentiful viewing areas in all of the lower 48 states. Did you know that, Mandy? We're there.
We're there.
We've got more viewing areas than anybody.
Huh.
Missouri Department of Conservation youth families invite youth and families to winter trout fishing workshops. February fishing clinics will help make a lasting memories for all ages. This is in the Columbia, Missouri area. On February 4th, Cosmo Bethel Park Lake. February 11th, McKay Park Lake. February 18th, Veterans Lake. Go and look it up on Missouri Department of Conservation. And you can see the exact times and the locations. But get a kid involved. They'll love it. It's fun catching trout. Progress continues on construction of new Missouri Department of Conservation Bush Shooting Range. The St. Louis area shooters can look forward to the new facility opening this fall in 2017. Significant progress has been made on the Missouri Department of Conservation's new August A. Bush Memorial Shooting Range and Outdoor Education Center in St. Charles. The old range was closed for renovations in the beginning of 2015. Originally, it was built in 1975 and hosted more than 40,000 shooters annually, which is the highest number of shooters for all of the Missouri Department of Conservation ranges in the state. 40 years for that to last, that's a heck of a long time. Eagle Days at the Chain of Rocks Bridge Festival has been canceled this Saturday due to hazardous weather forecast, and Sunday is still scheduled. Maybe you can get out and do it, but it's a great area to go watch the magnificent birds on the Eagle Days. Okay. Missouri Department of Conservation reminds residents to exercise caution during and after ice storms. Offer free car care tips. From personal injury to physical damage to common scams, don't let tree damage make matters worse. Take your time. You don't have to drive the speed limit right now. Drive under the speed limit and you'll be fine. National Safe Shooting Sport praises induction of Hearing Protection Act of 2017. The National Shooting Sports Foundation praises Senator Mike Crapo, who's from Idaho, and the introduction of the Hearing Protection Act. They're trying to allow some type of silencing modification made to guns so that we can protect our hearing. A lot of us old guys are hard of hearing from a little too much shooting, if that can really be happening. I don't think it can. But
what?
Yeah, what? Yeah, we're a little deaf there. Nebraska spring turkey permits are now available. Spring turkey hunting permits are available from Nebraska Game and Parks Commission. Wolf Lake Fisheries Visitor Center offers snowshoe bird walks and more this winter. That's in Michigan. You can go out there and walk your birds. It says bird walks. No, that's not what that means. Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation stance, no sale or transfer of public lands. The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation maintains a long-standing stance in adamantly opposing the sale or transfer of federal lands to states. And Maryland winter turkey hunting season to open. Turkeys can't be harvested or can be harvested statewide January 19th through the 21st, allowing hunters that didn't bag a turkey in the fall to have another opportunity. The season was established 2015 to provide hunters with an opportunity to harvest turkeys outside the traditional spring season. That's awesome.
That was wow. That's a wow.
That's a wow. Okay.
That's a wow.
Anything else here?
Got time for like one more, Vogler. And then the show must go on.
The show must go on. Let's see, Maryland, Hunters, Department of Brand. We're doing good, man. I got all of those. Jeezo, piezo. We're doing good. 38, you know, that's it. That's the news for her. This is Ray Eyes. Eyes on the Outdoors from the bunker. Because we're live, mobile, on demand. Did you know that?
We are live, mobile, and on demand.
Yep, that's
it. We are.
And just take your time today. Come on back. We're going to have a good time with the rest of the show. And this is Ray Eyes, Eyes on the Outdoors, The Voice, and we'll be right back.